All of these examples, by the way, Stephen, they're all assuming you're kind of looking at a pattern of data. And I've been recently talking to Danny Kahneman, Nobel laureate economist, about causality.
Psychologist.
Yes, but Nobel Prize in economics.
He won it in economics, yeah.
Yes, because there's no Nobel Prize in psychology yet.
Says the psychologist, who's pissed.
But what these conversations have been teaching me anyway is that the human mind so spontaneously and urgently and immediately comes to causal conclusions. More than 50 years ago, there were these psychology experiments where you take these geometric shapes, like a square and a triangle, and you move them around in front of where the research subject is viewing. And just by moving them in certain ways, certain sequences, you can actually get the viewer to attribute causality. Like, this triangle is a good triangle and this square is a bad square, and the good triangle is trying to beat up the bad square. If a circle is moving slightly ahead of a triangle, all of a sudden the viewer says the triangle is chasing the circle, and then they even attribute motives.
What did the circle do to the triangle?
Exactly. Human imagination runs wild. And Paul Bloom at Yale has shown these kinds of movies much more recently to babies. And even before you're a one-year-old, you are making these causal inferences. So anyway, I think this evidence suggests that the causal machinery of the human mind is really evolved, and it comes online very quickly in human development. I say this because, Stephen, you're talking about, like, when you look at a data set and you don't want to confuse correlation with causation. But in life, we do something even worse, which is that we just see one thing happen, not like a data set.
And create a whole narrative fallacy out of that.
Right.
So I don't disagree at all. And I know that Danny Kahneman wrote about what Nassim Taleb calls the narrative fallacy. And Danny wrote about that in Thinking Fast and Slow. He wrote, these explanatory stories that people find compelling have the following things in common. They are simple, which I think we can all agree is attractive on some dimension. They are concrete rather than abstract, because most of us don't really like abstractions. They assign a larger role to talent, stupidity, and intentions than to luck, because we have a really hard time factoring in luck or chance or uncertainty, especially. And they focus on a few striking events that happen rather than on the countless events that failed to happen, which I think is another incredibly important thing. When people talk about leadership or entrepreneurship or just, you know, their career goals, and they focus so much on the positive choices, the things to do, the acts to commit, as opposed to the decisions to not do something, which I think is really a failure, because there's opportunity cost. Every time you say no to something that might have been worth it, might not have, you're gaining the opportunity to say yes to something else. So it's interesting. The narrative fallacy seems to comprise kind of all the bad biases that we talk about together on the show.
Yeah. So